And if I could just ask, I know this is a bit sensitive, but I'm going to ask it anyways. All here who have been affected by a fatherless bringing up or an abusive father, just I want you to raise your hands and don't be afraid, don't be ashamed. There's a number of people here, and that's fine. Okay, you can put your hands down. It's important to know that all the time that you were going through that, whether we had a good parental background bringing up or we did not, God was with you all the time. His footsteps were with you, right alongside you all the time, even to this very day. And it's undoubtedly the reason why, as a father this morning, you're here, because it's the power of God working in your life. Someone once said, every child has a hole in their soul in the shape of their father if their father's missing. It's a tough one to take. It's a tough one to say, but it is the truth. You know, God created man and woman, and when he created them, he gave them the ability to create balance in the house, in a home. And a home consists of a mom and a dad and children, however many they have, one or two or more. And there's that balance between all of the lives, and it starts from the dad and the mom and then works down through the children. And they're taking all of this in while they're growing up, and you're actually setting a precedence for your children. You're actually turning them in a direction as a dad where they're going. We're talking about dads this morning. And you know, I won't get into this because it's a pretty powerful discussion. But, you know, there's a lot of controversy between who is Satan really after. Is he after the woman or is he after the man? And it all boils down to when you read Genesis, it says he was after the seed in the woman. Not the woman, the seed. Women don't have seed. So he's referring to man. That's just point blank, and it's in the Hebrew. And the important thing about that is it's not that we're going to just talk about how bad men have it off, because women have it really bad as well. And Satan is out for every single human being that he can get his hands on to destroy their lives, and ultimately, if they're in a family situation, destroy their family right down and cause things to come in that should have never, ever come in. I've got some statistics, bit of a mixture, but some statistics that actually you can't fight with or say, I don't believe that, it's not so, because there's statistics that have been taken over a wide group of people, not only in the States, but also in Australia and other countries. And here are some of the stats. Just take this in. For a few minutes, we're going to talk about and look at a fatherless home. Number one, over 60% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. That's a report. 60%, over 60% of youth suicides are from a fatherless home. Goes on, it says, number two is 80% of rapists with anger problems are from fatherless homes. Not trying to present a bleak day because it's Father's Day. I know there's a dues that we have going on. But just to show you the immensity of the impact of what fatherhood is in the realm of a family. And get this, fathers who are involved with their children and their wives in the family, over 70% are less likely to drop out of school because of that. Their fathers are involved. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse, this is number three, for the abuses and fatherless home. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers are from fatherless homes. Pretty tough, but there's still more stats, a few more stats I want to share. Daughters also of a single parent home without a father involved are 50% more likely to marry as teenagers or form a de facto relationship. These are facts. These are stats. And hear this one, 711% of daughters are more likely to have children as teenagers. Are we not seeing this today? The proof of the pudding is right in front of us all the time. That's a lot of percentage. 164% are more likely, the daughters, to have premarital sexual relations. 92% are more likely to get divorced, even if they get married afterwards. They'll get divorced. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. So you can see in all of this, there's a real importance and the stressing on the importance of the dad and the father in his place in the home. And it is not, I mean, ladies got it tough, man. Women, moms got it tough. But how many ladies here know that men don't talk all as much as women do? So we don't tell you a lot of the things that we're going through and what we're thinking. We just go through it, and we just sort of like keep it, a lot of the stuff, to ourselves. It's just the way our characters, we're two different psyches, and that's the way we deal with things a lot of times. We're a bit more open today, but it's still that way. But there's still more to come. It says 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a father at home. 71% of pregnant teenagers lack a father at home and or father who's involved with their family. So the whole thing actually boils down. I'm finished. It's a quick one. Cut some stuff out. But the whole thing is, it shows you the importance again of the fatherhood. And the most important thing that we have to remember today is the dads who are here and the granddads who are here and the dads who are to become dads. There's a generation that's coming up right now. What are we going to do about it to change the stats? And that's why there could have been a lot of other scriptures I could have used for fatherhood and this and that. And I don't usually all the time formulate my sermons around a Christmas thing. Well, for Christ I do. Or for other things like Mother's Day, Father's Day, that kind of thing. I just want to be led by the Holy Spirit. But, you know, when I began to read some of these stats going through, I thought to myself, that's hard, man. But what I really want to appreciate and say to the dads and the men that are here is how proud I am that you are here. And whatever your background, whether you came out of a fatherless situation or an abusive father situation, or for myself, I was blessed to have a really good parental background. It's kept me sane. It kept me from quitting school. It's one of the stats. When my dad sat me down and I was ready to quit, I didn't want to hear a bar of anything he had to say. And he sat me down, looked straight in my eyeballs, and he said, "Son, if you quit now, you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life." That just beat the tar out of my brain when he said that. I didn't want to listen to him, but I knew something inside said I had to do it. And it came out of my dad's mouth. And I probably would not be standing here today doing what I'm doing or what we have been doing had I not listened to my dad. So fathers, keep on putting into your family. Keep on loving your wives. Keep on loving and surrounding your children, all the aspects of whether they're in sport or things that you're doing, the family times, the quiet times together. You know, just sometimes like breaking the ice, you know, throw a bag of potato chips at them or something to break the ice. Sometimes it gets really rough in the house. Do something. Get a water bomb. Buy some water balloons. We do that in our house. Not in the house, but I've done it with my grandkids, especially little Brooklyn. Do something. But it's so important to realize that we're in an age where the family is breaking down. Satan is trying real hard to destroy even the concept of what the image of even a father is in the house, what the mother is in the house. It's becoming, to other people who don't know about it and don't read the Bible, but the truth is, they're becoming more blind to the whole situation. And so we've got guidelines that we can follow to not make this happen and to continue not to make it happen. What I'm going to do this morning in closing, I'm going to ask that we can have whoever feels led. I want to read this verse of Scripture one more time. But I want, if there are people who would just like to pray for our nation, pray for the fatherhood that it would not be broken down, for the fatherhoods that has been broken down, that have gone their ways. It's only the Holy Spirit that can change a heart. You know, we talk about leading someone to Christ. You can talk till you're blue in the face, but it's only Jesus who can heal someone, not you. And it's only Jesus who can speak to one's heart to cause that person's eyes to be open to see what they're, how messed up they really are. And it's only the Spirit of God that can cause the people in our nation through prayer and the example that we leave as Christ's people, temples of the Holy Spirit, to pray over our nation, to humble ourselves to do it, to stand in the gap for our nation and its people, to stand in the gap for the generation that's coming up right now that are just going haywire. So I'm going to ask, we'll read this one time, if we have several people who would want to stand up, and just under the Holy Spirit, just pray for this generation coming up. Pray for the fathers. Pray for the dads we've got in this church. And pray for those that you might know that are having difficulties as a father as well. So if we can have that verse of Scripture, there it is. So he's quick. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and he will. And I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Do you want your land healed today? I want my land healed today. Amen. Let's just take a couple of moments and the Lord put something on your heart. Just pray it out in Jesus' name. Well, if you got to, well, whatever, yeah. If you want to, yeah. Yep.